We're back here on First Up. Aaron Carroll, Nick Carlo, Koliakovo with you, coming off a Monday nighter that wasn't very good. And we probably expected that coming in. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts. Not exactly Peyton Manning versus Ben Roethlisberger last night with the Matt Ryan, Kenny Pickett showdown. We're not even going to talk about that game. Let's move past it because we've got a fantastic guest on the line. It is Ryan Harris, former NFL player, now an NFL analyst with Westwood One, a Super Bowl champion as well with the Denver Broncos. What's going on, Ryan?
Good to be back, fellas. How you doing? Life is good.
All right. Glad to hear that. Life is not good for the quarterback of the Denver Broncos right now. Or maybe it is. I mean, when you get those paychecks every 2 weeks, life has to be good for Russell Wilson. But the way he's playing and he's being received by his teammates now, Ryan, I'm sure you saw it. You have a very close tie to the Denver community, the Denver Broncos. How does this play out with Russell Wilson? Is the only thing they can do in Denver just hope and pray that he becomes halfway decent? Again, is there an alternative for the Broncos going forward with Russell Wilson?
Well, the number one thing you got to talk about, though, is that Russell Wilson's injured right now. He has a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder. None of us would be able to be as accurate and as quick as Russell has been these past few days. So that's a big problem. And this is a problem when you play through injuries in the NFL, right? Everybody's known since week two he has a torn labrum, but it's like people forget, like, oh, he's got a torn labrum. Great. Well, he's playing. He should be fine. Like, what? You know what I mean? We don't even do that with hockey players. Not even in Canada. You understand that if they're injured, you know, there's going to be a touch off in performance. You add that to the injuries, the amount of injuries, over $55 million on the IR, including the Pro Bowl left tackle. That's a lot. That's a lot to lose. And then, of course, they lost Randy Gregory for a number of weeks due to an issue, and they had signed him, spent $90 million on him, bringing him in the offseason. So, things are dire right now at the Broncos, and the fans expect a championship, and that team is nowhere near it. And I don't know how long head coach Nathaniel Hackett's going to be the head coach if they continue to play like this.
So just listening to hear you talk about Russ with the injuries, all the injuries to the team, like, you think Russ could be okay next year? Like, do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, I think they should shut him down for the rest of the season, get this surgery now, because anybody who's had shoulder surgery knows that it's incredibly tough, and rarely does it work out perfectly, and that takes about 6 to 8 months, and you talk about starting to throw dynamically again, who knows how long that takes. So if I'm the Broncos, you know, there's still an outside mathematical chance they make the playoffs, and if you have to say that, right, it's time to get that surgery for Russell and push it to next year and see what you got on the rest of the roster.
Aside from the injury, which is something I just learned of today from you, do you think there's a rift in the locker room with Russell Wilson and the rest of the team? Because here's a guy who loves to say Broncos country, let's ride, and loves to say stuff on social media, even though things aren't going as well as they probably should be in Denver. But as well as that defense is playing, you know, their defense is probably expecting more. And this is a guy that, you know, continues to sort of struggle every week to push this team to a victory. So how does that sort of sit in the locker room full of guys? I was in a hockey locker room, and I can tell you one thing, as a hockey player, if a guy making that amount of money wasn't living up to his standard, it wouldn't sit well with us. How does it sit in an NFL locker room?
Well, it's a little different in the NFL locker room, but you're absolutely correct in that the more focus outside of the locker room, the less respect inside the locker room, right? And that's something that all kids need to learn these days. I mean, that's the game these days, right? I mean, we had no issue when, you know, Tom Brady had his TV show on Facebook, but we do when it's Russell Wilson. I know Tom Brady's won seven, but it's like, you know, what are we being consistent as fans? Are we, you know, we're cheering for Dan Campbell and Jared Goff at the Lions, and then, you know, and we love to see things on Twitter, and we all respond because we all see it, and we say, well, they shouldn't be on Instagram. What are we doing on Instagram, right? Yeah. So I think that's, you're absolutely right in the sense that if there's a whiff on any team that you care more about your persona than you do us winning games, that's the beginning of the end. I don't believe they're there yet. I also don't understand this day and age, right? I mean, so it's a different game. But you're absolutely right. The focus, Russell Wilson has to make sure those guys know that he's locked in when they get there. You know, and I've seen Tom Brady in action live, and I know from guys who are his teammates, hey, whatever happened outside, whoever he was married to, whatever they were doing, that came secondary to winning football games. And that's just the only question right now with Russell Wilson. Again, injured in his throwing shoulder and, you know, Mr. Unlimited. And I love it, man. I like the persona, you know?
Mr. I mean, come on. I love the way you said that, too.
But remember, you know, but remember, as you know, as questioning as we can be about him on social media, we're on it, too. So we're talking right about ourselves at the same time.
Longtime NFLer, Westwood One NFL analyst Ryan Harris, our guest here on First Up. The Cleveland Browns sent 6 draft picks to Houston for Deshaun Watson last year. 3 firsts. Then they signed him to a 5-year, $230 million contract, all guaranteed. Well, finally, after an 11-game suspension, Deshaun Watson will be back on the field. Coincidentally, Ryan, against the former team he used to play for in the Houston Texans, playing for Cleveland. I'm curious, as a former player, how do you think the Browns locker room will receive Watson, has received Watson, because the accusations levied towards him were some very egregious acts, needless to say, with regards to his behavior. Do you think everyone's bought into Watson's return, or do you think there'll be still some people pining for Jacoby Brissett?
There are a lot of fathers on NFL rosters. Let me just start by saying that, right? So there's a major issue if the NFL had so much evidence that they pushed for more of a suspension. Why did they not void his contract? That's the biggest thing here. And as a NFL player, you're saying, this is a joke. You're gonna push him back, and then how are they not going to play up Deshaun Watson back in Houston? So now the NFL made more money and suspended him, got a $5 million fee, you know, fine that they fined him, and then they're going to open him back up against the Texans. It's just, it's one of those things, as a player, you say, let's get serious or let's stop playing games, right? And that's where really that locker room is going to have to decide if they accept Deshaun Watson or not. And honestly, I believe that'd be any locker room with that kind of a deal. And if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm telling people exactly what happened, and I'm telling people, you know, exactly where it stands, whether or not they can talk about it or not, but my teammates need to know. Hey guys, this is what happened. This is what I've done to correct it. Here I am moving forward, and I want you to be on moving forward with me. I do want to talk about it, or I don't want to talk about it, right? I mean, you guys know from being in the locker room, sometimes guys just say, look, this is the deal. Don't talk to me about it. Right. Other times guys say, hey, this is the deal. Ask me anything you want. So that's the kind of conversation that Deshaun Watson has to have. And make no mistake, of the many things that have been interesting in the NFL this year, this is one where players just shake their head and say the NFL, you know, clearly didn't like that Deshaun Watson got that contract, got their fine, and then they're going to make a ton of money on playing up the comeback. So it's really interesting.
Do you think he's going to be good right away, or do you think it's going to take him some time?
I mean, his tight end, David Njoku, is the real deal, man. I mean, they got some weapons there, but the Browns are third in the AFC North right now. It's kind of a situation where can they get back and win it? It's going to be tough. I mean, they're 4-7. Is there a pathway? Yes. But that was a gutsy win last week over the Buccaneers, and that's the other thing. How do you take Jacoby Brissett out when you just beat Tom Brady?
Yeah, no kidding. It's a good point. I never even thought of that. Let's just project here a little bit, because it's been hard to project the NFL this season. I mean, other than Kansas City, who is being Kansas City, they're probably going to run away with the AFC. You got Buffalo, who came in as the preseason favorite to win. I think you look at those two teams in the AFC, and you probably think that one of those two are going to come out. Maybe Miami gets a sniff at that, too. But you look at the NFC, it's hard for us to pinpoint. I mean, do you believe in the Eagles? Do you believe in the Vikings? What team do you think could potentially meet in the Super Bowl?
I think the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC. Yeah, it's something that they've suffered their slings and arrows, come out on top, come out better. The Eagles are absolutely unbelievable, a joy to watch. And I just think once you start getting into that rare air of 10-1, 11-1, I mean, you're going to draw the ire first and foremost of every team you play moving forward. And it's a lot of pressure, right? And if you're the Eagles, you've got the Giants twice, the Cowboys, and the Titans coming up. I mean, that's a lot. They'll play the Bears, which are a better team than people think, and then they have to host the Saints as well. So they got some tough football games the next six weeks. But the thing I love about the Eagles is they're willing to win a game any type of way. You want to score 40 points? They'll score 42. You want to limit them to 5 points? They'll score 6. I mean, this is a team that shows every characteristic of a championship makeup, and I really look forward to seeing what they can do. And on top of that, you know, I also think you mentioned it, the Dolphins are a very interesting team, actually leading the AFC East over the Bills. That's an interesting team to me. And then when you go to the NFC, I mean, you got the Seahawks who are kind of right there in that mix, and everybody better look out for this Commanders team too. I mean, they can play. They've been winning some games. So I'm not sure. I believe the Vikings come out of the NFC North. The Bucks come out of the NFC South. But after that, I mean, you could be looking at the Seahawks, Cowboys, Seahawks, Eagles on the NFC side, and the Giants are still 7-4. So it's fun to see that the NFC East is one of the best divisions in football right now. I think that's good for football when that division's doing well.
He is Ryan Harris, Super Bowl champion, former NFLer, and an NFL analyst for Westwood One. Thank you so much for doing this, Ryan. Always great to have you on the show.
Appreciate it, guys, and shout out to my guys Solomon and Dave Brown out there in Toronto and all the Canadians. Much love and peace.
All right, you're the man. Love it, buddy. That is Ryan Harris. Interesting comments about Russell Wilson. And there are not many defenders.
Have you heard he's got a labral tear in his shoulder?
Yeah, yes. That was reported. And he's been battling through injury. And, you know, and you played professional sports, man. You know, like, not everyone's healthy. You know, it's week 13 in the NFL. Everyone's got something banged up. I think just so many people were quick to write off Russell Wilson. Like, he's washed up. He's got nothing left.
Oh, he's washed.
I mean, I think so, too.
He's washed, man.
Look, he's terrible.
And, you know, just as the year's gone on, you've talked to people, you know, that were close to Russell Wilson, and especially all the stuff that's been leaked about who he was and what type of teammate he was in Seattle. I don't know. It's coming to the forefront in Denver right now with each week, with each loss and each way they lose every week. It's just, it's ugly, man. And I tell you what, I wouldn't want to play for him if I was his teammate.
Well, I would. You would if he was still good.
Right now, that's what I mean.
He's not good.
Like, I just think he has his mind in so many different places instead of concentrating on being there for his football
team. Matt Ryan, he's washed up. Tom Brady, definitely not what he once was even last year. You look at Russell Wilson, definitely not what he once was. Aaron Rodgers, definitely not what he once was. Kind of a changing of the guard in the National Football League quarterback. The mainstays, they aren't staying anywhere.
Russ play, he's a guy that just looks scared in the pocket.
No, I agree. He doesn't have the mobility that he used to have, and it's just not the same player. So we'll delve deeper into that definitely tomorrow, and we'll look ahead to the Thursday Nighter. Huge one for Team First Up. Maybe we should get a wager cooking between you and Arad. Could figure that out. What you have to shave on, you know, an A in your head for Arad if the Patriots win.
For a regular
win.
Season game?
Yeah, it's a big game. You wanted me to do that for the Grey Cup
it's
against Jesse.
It's a Grey Cup!
Yeah, we should text Jesse, see if he's in, see if he's here. All right. We gotta go. My FanDuel best bets are coming up a little bit later. More First Up as we continue.